This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Nick Jansen. During a noisy reception at the Atchafalaya Welcome Center in Butte La Rose, the Department of Natural Resources and the Nature Conservancy signed a Memorandum of Understanding to restore the Bayou Sorrel region of the Atchafalaya Basin. Last summer, the Nature Conservancy purchased over 5,000 acres of land around Bayou Sorrel, a key part of this MOU. Don Haydell is the director of DNR's Atchafalaya Basin Program.
We've run into opposition from landowners, so when the Nature Conservancy was able to purchase this land, they became a willing landowner to work with us to do the project that we had originally designed.
Typically, water flows through the Atchafalaya Basin from north to south, but many canals and levees have been built in an east-west direction, impeding that flow. The Nature Conservancy's Brian Piazza explains how to fix that.
Gapping spoil banks or gapping levees that have been built along canals that are cut in an east-west direction and getting water across those canals so that it can flow again to the north to the south.
Jim Bergen, also with the Nature Conservancy, puts it another way.
We just got to fix the plumbing a little bit.
When water gets backed up, it sits atop the roots of cypress and tupelo trees. If the water sits for too long, the trees suffocate. Bergen says the goal of the restoration project is to get water into and out of cypress forests quickly.
Move that water through, and then when the high water comes up, those nourishing sediment-laden waters can nourish, fertilize those forests, but then they can keep moving on through.
The Nature Conservancy and the Department of Natural Resources want to have these restoration features constructed within the next year. For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Nick Jansen.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Brazil, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.